I am so excited. I have such a wonderful guest and a wonderful story to share, and right on time for Thanksgiving, too. Hi there, Julia. Tell everybody your name, your complete name, what you do, and where you are.
Good morning. I'm Julia Fretwell, and I'm the administrator of the Hoy Center at Westminster Canterbury on Chesapeake Bay in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
And you and I go way back because you're from Richmond, but then you moved back to Hampton. You were here for a while, and we used to run into each other with Alzheimer's activities, right?
Absolutely, yes.
So tell me about your job there. You work at an amazing place.
Yes, Westminster Canterbury really devotes a lot of time and energy and love putting in to provide for our residents here. So I am continually proud of the efforts that we make in keeping our residents engaged.
Well, and the thing that I find really awesome is the way that through COVID, you all have been able to come up with such innovative ways to make it okay. You know, it's like it makes me smile, and your success and keeping everybody safe is just commendable.
Thank you.
So tell me about what you've got going on, from the hugging to the robotics to everything.
Great. Well, I think industry experts have really found that the pandemic has been one of isolation and loneliness for our nation's seniors.
Oh, yes.
And so we've really tried to find some ways to combat that and to introduce more connection and engagement and relationships, because we know deep down that's what we all yearn for.
Sure.
So one of the projects that we've recently undertaken is we have provided several residents with these animatronic pets. So they are cats and dogs that are made by a company called Joy for All Pets. They are extraordinarily lifelike. So even though they may appear to be a stuffed animal, these are battery-operated pets that respond to voice and respond to touch. So when a resident holds the cat or the dog, they have an animal to touch, so it's tactile. It is something that really provides comfort and warmth and enjoyment for the resident. The cat or dog responds to the resident's voice even. For example, the cat will turn its head and look at the speaker, so they're able to identify where the sound is coming from. They the dog barks, those little quiet, soft barks.
Aww.
The cat purrs. These animals really are, as I mentioned, extraordinarily lifelike and really provide a great deal of enjoyment and comfort for our residents, especially for residents who have really been nurturers.
Right.
So folks who have mothered multiple children, they are able to really enjoy the feeling of these animals.
Oh my gosh, I mean, where did this come from? How did you all get these?
So it actually, these were provided through the Westminster Canterbury Foundation.
Awesome.
And so, yes, it was something that was identified especially during the pandemic time as just a creative way to help fight loneliness and really promote connection and engagement. So when the idea was born, it was decided that we would provide a few of these in our enhanced services area, which is our assisted living, as well as in the Hoy Center, which is our long-term care and skilled nursing section.
I just think this is so amazing. And tell me a little bit about the hugging wall with the shower curtain. I love that.
Yes, so the hugging wall offers us an opportunity to still allow families to have that sense of touch. And we know the sense of touch is so important.
Yeah.
And when you speak with families about what they have missed most during this pandemic, many people will say, I miss holding mom's hand, or I miss being able to hug my mother.
Yeah.
So we found with the hugging wall, with having the shower curtains as the needed protection, and of course they're cleanable surfaces, we've been able to have residents and their families be on either side of the shower curtain and truly hug one another and enjoy that warmth and enjoy the feeling of a hug, even though it may be modified a little bit during pandemic times.
That is just, that means the world, I'm sure, to your residents and to the families too. I mean, anytime, but especially through the holiday season, I mean, that's awesome. I've seen the pictures and the videos, and I'm just like, it warms my heart. It makes me so happy.
Yes. And, I think even during this time with COVID, it's really brought out some creativity and really brought out some wonderful things despite the difficulty and the challenges that we've all experienced. I think the silver linings have been the creativity, the different ways for folks to communicate and express themselves and still have a sense of connection despite the limitations that are put in place.
Well, and we all know, too, that if you feel love and you're happy, I mean, you're healthier. You really are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And truly, even with the pets, we have seen family members who have seen a difference in their loved ones since having the pet around them. So even one particular resident who has really loved one of the animatronic dogs, in fact, she feels so connected to this puppy that she will bring it outside with her when she does her outdoor visits with her family. And the family has even remarked on seeing a change in their mom, seeing her smile more, seeing her more connected to this puppy and having a sense of ownership and really enjoying just the companionship of this little puppy that will bark and will turn and look. And they were really amazed and very encouraged by that.
Well, bless your hearts for what you're doing. And how can anybody that's listening find out more about you guys?
Absolutely. They can always visit our website, which is www.wcbay, so WCBAY.com. So that's always an opportunity to be able to see the new and exciting things that are going on with Westminster Canterbury. Unfortunately, during this time, we are not able to take visitors. So normally, I would encourage folks to visit, time, we encourage the virtual visits on the website.
Well, thank you so much for what you all continue to do and for taking time out. And happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Thank you, Kat. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas to you as well. And thank you for all that you do to promote the senior living community and the creativity and the love that come forth from that.